Alpha Media.
But when you look at humans, we're really not very physically adapted very well, right? In terms of strength, we're not strong. Chimpanzees are much stronger. You know, there's things like that where, in terms of speed, we're not really that fast, you know? So, you know, like physically, the numbers thing, I don't know if the community or the tribe, the survival of the tribe and why it makes it effective as a survival adaptation comes from our physical ability. Hi, my name is Ronnie Cruz. After almost two decades as a career network marketer, I realized that despite continual work on my personal and professional development, that I had hit a massive brick wall. So I took a deep and honest look at myself, top to bottom, hoping to find answers. And my search led me to one conclusion. The definitions I held of my business, of my world, of my life, were the very things holding me back. If I wanted to change, if I wanted to grow beyond my current circumstances, I had to wipe the slate clean and redefine. This show is dedicated to helping you identify the belief systems, the mindsets, the very definitions that have held you back, and then help you break through those limitations to finally create the life you've been working so hard to achieve. Welcome to the Redefine Podcast. All right, happy Podcast Day, Tuesday edition. Welcome to the show. My name is Ronnie Cruz. Welcome if you are a new listener to the show or a new viewer to the show. If you are a loyal listener, if you've listened and been following the show for a while, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. Today, I want to talk about human evolution. Well, in terms of community, right? This conversation really is about community, and to share with you a different perspective that you perhaps haven't thought of yet or haven't heard yet. I like to explore things and kind of I have a really good friend of mine that said you're pretty cerebral. I've never thought of myself as such, but I mean, I guess I am, because I'm always kind of juggling ideas around, and I'm very reflective. I'm very meditative, and just thinking about the world in different ways. Again, that's the whole premise and purpose of this podcast, the Redefined Podcast. And so I want to talk about community in a way that just struck me, and why it's so important and why it works so well, right? I think that's what I really want to, why I want to get down to, what I want to get down to is why does community work so well? Obviously, we all know that we need community. It serves so many purposes, a place for support, a community allows you to feel belonging, right? And safety, of course, and numbers, if we talk about, the survival side of it and how it came to be. I thought of this topic from my walk today. For those of you who don't know, I live on a mountain in a log cabin. If you watch this video version, you know that I live in a log cabin in the middle of nowhere. It affords me the ability to take multiple walks a day out in nature. I get into a space that is very contemplative and reflective when I go out on these walks. Again, nature has a way of doing that. And today, when I was walking the dogs, I saw this eagle just majestically flying around. I don't actually know if it's an eagle. I know nothing about birds. It might have been a hawk. Who knows? But it was a bird of prey. It was a big bird of prey. It was gliding around the mountain, and I saw it, at the top of the trees, skimming the top of the trees, looking for lunch, basically. And it got me thinking, wow, first of all, that's a beautiful, beautiful animal, and it's so majestic. Again, it was just like how it navigates the skies so fluidly and with ease. And it reminded me then of, that birds have an amazing survival adaptation of the ability to fly the way they do, especially these big ones that are so elegant and fluid with how they do it, masterfully, right? It brought me back to a documentary that I watched, I don't know, months back, that it was a dinosaur, or like, you know, ancient prehistory kind of documentary. Of course, narrated by the great Morgan Freeman. The clip that I was reminded of was when the dinosaurs evolved into being able to fly, right? And it was an adaptive evolution that it was survival, right? Escaping predators and running away from larger dinosaurs that will eat you, you know, jumping off a cliff and flying away, or flying up to, you know, the higher parts of a tree where those predators can't reach you. Like, this is an amazing survival adaptation, and obviously they've thrived, right? Like, dinosaurs aren't around anymore, but birds still are, right? So it's just amazing how that works. And that got me then to thinking, as I was walking today, well, what about humans, right? What has been our primary survival adaptation that's kept us around, you know, for as long as we have, but also like the reason why we've thrived, and that we've kind of become the apex, that's arguable, but you know, in the sense of we're the dominant species on this planet, what is the adaptation that that has allowed us to become that dominant species on the planet? And I got to thinking, well, from a survival standpoint, it had to have started from community, right? Community in terms of like forming tribes, that's a place of safety. Again, it's protection in numbers. From a sheer survival standpoint, you have a higher rate of survival, or a higher chance of survival, if you're with a tribe. Being alone, it reduces those odds quite drastically. And you know, you get eaten by a saber-toothed tiger, right? A saber-toothed tiger isn't necessarily, I mean, I don't know if this is true or not, because there's no studies on saber-toothed tigers, but I would wager to say that a saber-toothed tiger would be less inclined to attack a large group of people than they would a single individual. So yeah, from a survival standpoint, you know, the community, I think, is one of our greatest adaptations. But I think it goes beyond the effectiveness of community goes beyond just the sheer physical side of it, right? Yes, there is strength in numbers, and the more of us there are, the more we can fend off the potential physical harm. But when you look at humans, we're really not very physically adapted very well, right? In terms of strength, we're not strong. Chimpanzees are much stronger. You know, there's things like that where, you know, like in terms of speed, we're not really that fast, you know? So, you know, like physically, the numbers thing, I don't know if the community or the tribe, the survival of the tribe and why it makes it effective as a survival adaptation comes from our physical ability. I would say, and this is just a theory, this is just me walking around my property and thinking these ideas. I think it's because I think community has been a huge piece of our survival adaptation because of our brains. Now, obviously, you know, evolutionary biologist, let's just say that. I don't know if that's a real thing. But biologists will say that, yes, our brain is our most important adaptation. We have a prefrontal cortex that allows us to rationalize and you know, think bigger and deeper thoughts. That may all well be good. I think that's part of it. But when you put so let me backtrack. The brain is an amazing thing, right? Like, the human brain is an amazing thing, and to get a little bit on the esoteric side and the metaphysical side, I'm a firm believer that our brain, both conscious and unconscious, can be a conduit to the infinite, right? To the ether, to that to the what word am I looking for? shoot, I'm having a brain fart right now. Well, let's just say, yeah, to the infinite, right? To that infinite source of ideas, thoughts, and energies, the quantum realm. There it is. Golly, that took me a while to get there. The quantum, right? It can be a conduit to that quantum realm, and bring that quantum realm and collapse it into the physical, right? Like our brains, conscious and unconscious, have a very, very amazing capacity to do that, right? So as a supercomputer, we are infinitely, infinitely more equipped and are more capable. Our brains are infinitely, infinitely more equipped and capable than the most powerful computers that we've built, so far. Anyways, so there's that. There's that, right? Like, we have infinite capability because of the amazing mechanisms of our brains and our minds. So given that, then when you have multiple brains, right, multiple people, putting their heads together, so to speak, in a community, it becomes that much more powerful, right? When it comes to problem solving, when it comes to survival, when it comes to even things like culture and setting up things in society that helps everybody thrive, right? Like we in the community are connecting, are networking all our supercomputers together to create an even better process, right? To create an even stronger ability to thrive and survive. That's, I think, for me, I would say why humans are so good at surviving and why we've thrived so well, why we continue to thrive. Now, of course, the opposite is also true, when that we can access and use our supercomputers for bad and for selfish reasons, and we see that happening, and that's why we get this whole mob mentality situation and, you know, the polarization of you know, people, yeah, just people's ideals and politics, and, you know, you get into like the nationalism and which really is just it's so false, right? All of that is just BS. So it can work. It can work to be. It can work against us as a species as well. So, you know, like, I really, really want to bring this up because we are all very individual. Well, as individuals, we are all very powerful manifestors, attractors, co-creators. We have the ability, as I said, to tap into the infinite void, to tap into that quantum realm and collapse that. And if we're not aware of that, then we create realities that are at best random for ourselves. And at worst, yeah, well, purposefully or unintentionally, really shitty outcomes, basically, right? And when you get groups of people, large groups of people especially, all without having this, all who don't have, all without the awareness of their ability to create and the supercomputer that they have. So you have all of these supercomputers that are networked together that are not creating intentionally and that are not collapsing the quantum realm purposefully and are creating really a lot of randomness in the world, right? So I bring this up because I want you to be aware of your ability and your capacity, your mental and physical capacity in your mind, that it is a supercomputer that you can tap into the universal void, the universal infinite, right? The quantum realm. And you can do that even more powerfully when you have the support and the love and the belonging of a community, right? Because you're networking your supercomputer with like-minded people who want to make the world a better place, who want to make the human experience a better experience, right? Right? I mean, it's for me, it, like, I was kind of floored by this whole idea when it occurred to me, like when it came to me, because, like, yeah, we are all co-creating, literally co-creating our experience here right now on the planet. And if we really dial it in and be more intentional and be more purposeful with how and what we're co-creating, oh man, then really, yeah, there's anything is possible. And we have seen that through all of human history, even in the current and current times, right? We see that really people, especially as groups of people, are able to achieve so many amazing things, right? For the better of the entire species, right? So be aware of that. Be aware of your supercomputer, and find communities that that you align with, that that really empower you and encourage you to tap into that, as opposed to, yeah, well, I mean, the whole us versus them situation isn't the type of community that I'm telling you to tap into, right? Because at the end of the day, we are all one human community. Vishen Lakhiani said this on a Mind Valley podcast episode a couple of weeks back, and he said, yeah, well, we need to start thinking of ourselves as one community, right? As one family here on the earth, as human beings on the earth, as citizens of the earth, right? And I think if we do that, we can really lock arms and yeah, remove all this borders and nationalism and you know, my religion versus your religion, all this crap. And we think of ourselves as one people, one community. Man, imagine what we can do with all those supercomputers networked together and working towards a betterment of humanity. It's going to be an amazing time. Let's go. Yeah, come with me on this journey and let's make the world a better place for everyone, because we're all in this together. So that's my message for today. Hopefully that makes sense. I you know, it sounded good in my head and I wanted to share this idea with you because, yeah, it was like, man, yeah, we are an amazing network of supercomputers, and that's why community really, really thrives, and that's why human community works so well. So that's going to do it for today. Of course, we will catch you on Thursday with a fresh new one. So until then, be well, be safe. See you in the next episode.